Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Disciplining students in ways that are effective and fair has been a long-standing challenge for California's K-12 schools. But according to data from the state, Black and Indigenous students are being suspended or expelled at rates much higher than other racial and ethnic groups in California. The state's Department of Education also says that some school districts have also avoided reporting expulsions by pushing parents to accept voluntary or involuntary transfers to other districts, or even implementing disciplinary actions that may violate California's education code. To address what it says is a rise of disproportionate discipline, the state has announced new programs to reduce the number of these suspensions and expulsions with the goal of keeping more students in the classroom. Joining us now to tell us more about these programs, including a statewide hotline for parents, is William McGee, director of the Student Achievement and Support Division at California's Department of Education. William, welcome to Insight.
Hey, Vicky, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dive into this, because this all came from a press release that we received about this program, and it said that this is really an effort to stem the rise of, quote, disproportionate school discipline. When did the Department of Education realize this was a problem?
Well, I believe, Vicky, we've realized that there were some things going on, and so our state superintendent really jumped into action and called us to the task of how do we support California's school districts with stemming this tide. And so in doing so, we've done a variety of things to support our school districts, our county offices of education, and giving them technical support in order to reduce the disproportionate discipline that's being seen by some of our children.
Can you give us some examples of this type of discipline?
Yeah, so what will happen is that students will either be sent out of class, they'll be sent away from school on what we know as a suspension. However, in some schools and LEAs, we call them local educational agencies, you'll have some children, especially our Black and Latino children, who may be sent out of class without proper documentation, meaning a referral, or if they're being sent home, they may not have proper documentation, meaning a suspension notice. And some people refer to those as ghost suspensions or just unofficial suspensions. And so what we're doing is trying to support our school districts with tiding that practice, not doing it, and then also providing alternatives to suspension.
Do you know how pervasive the problem may be statewide? There are thousands of school districts.
Yeah, there are a lot of school districts. And so that's one of the reasons why we set up our tip line. We have a tip line that really is being utilized for parents and guardians to inform the California Department of Education about what's happening in school districts. We also have the tip line and an email address open for people who work at the schools that may want to be reporting things that may not be happening properly, as well as things that are happening properly, Vicky. One of the things that we're receiving is school districts who are saying, hey, here's how we're supporting what you guys are doing or talking about. Here's how we're doing proper practices to stem the tide of disproportionate discipline. Hmm.
Given that your office stated that discipline rates, especially for Black, Latino, Indigenous, and students with disabilities, have recently increased, do you know why that is?
No, I mean, I don't know the exact reason, Vicky. I think you would have to look at school by school, district by district basis, correct? So there's a lot of reasons that it can happen. I believe that this is not anything new as far as the discipline. I myself used to be a principal of a middle school. And so I did also engage in practices where we had to remove children from school. However, there are alternatives to suspension, such as mental health counseling, positive behavior interventions and support. That's one of the things, Vicky, I'll tell you that I learned about as a principal was relationship building. I had always built relationships with our children, our teachers, and our families, and then did not really know what I was doing until we had a school psychologist and my assistant principal said, we have to build relationships. And that's really the way that you get children to learn when they do make mistakes, as well as working with our educators and our administrators, because we come in with some preconceived notions that also contribute to the suspensions and the push out of children.
Yeah. When it comes to the ripple effects in terms of the impact or even the harm, what have you learned that this could potentially have, since there is a disproportionate number of disciplinary rates for specific students who are marginalized or even underserved?
Oh my goodness, that is a great question, Vicky. Some of the things that I've learned and that we're looking at the department about when children are removed from the learning environment is what happens to them while they're out of school. We know that school is the safest place for them to be, and we know that they can learn while they're in school. If you're out of school, then children may be roaming the streets. They may be unsupervised if a parent or guardian is at work, and then they're also not learning. One of the things that we've tried to instill is that if a child has to be removed from school, that they also get work with them so that they can keep up in their studies. Then when the child returns to school, the negative impact of them being removed, Vicky, is tremendous because now they have to come back into an environment where they've been put out. And so what we're also working with our school districts on is how do you bring a child back into the system? How do you support with restorative practices? That's a very popular term where a child goes through the notions. And I'll tell you, Vicky, that it's tougher for a child to sit through a restorative practice session than it is to be suspended. Because when you have to talk to me about the behavior that you engaged in, it's very tough. But it's also a learning experience. And then we see relationships built. We see educators learning what the child did. And we also see proper bringing back of the child. And the superintendent always says it contributes to the school to prison pipeline, which it does. The removal of a child.
Right. And you touched upon a new piece of this is a tip line. And it can be used for, of course, like staff and teachers, but also parents and really anyone in the community to report to districts and really the State Department of Education. What are you hoping to learn from this tip line?
Well, and if I may, Vicky, if I can give a plug for the tip line, the email address is schooldiscipline@cde.ca.gov. And to go back to your question, what we're really hoping to learn is how we can support California school districts more. We want to see what's going well, and we also want to know where our school districts need the support. So when we do receive information, we ask for people to give as much information as they can. So then that way, as we get it, we know where we could send that information to within the California Department of Education. And as you stated, what we hope to learn are positive practices on students staying in school, as well as what's happening where our school districts need that support that we can help them keep children in school.
Yeah, because mentioning the tip line, there's also the reality that school districts may not be following the proper education codes. And I believe State Superintendent Tony Thurman said that school districts that are trying to hide actual discipline rates through practices such as masking expulsions as transfers will not be tolerated. What kind of consequences exist for this?
Well, I think when you say consequences, that's a harsh word. To me, what we're really trying to do is support school districts so that they cannot engage in these practices. And it really is about learning, why is a school district engaging in those practices? I'll tell you that when I was a site leader and we had to resort to suspension as the last resort, it was because there was a failure in the system. We either didn't have the mental health capacity or we did check in, check out for children. If that person that built the relationship with the child wasn't present, then we saw some issues with that child that day. So I think what we're looking to do, Vicky, is really provide technical assistance and then go through what's happening with the school districts, be their thought partner so that they don't have to engage in these type of behaviors.
William, thank you so much for the time.
We appreciate it, Vicky. Have me back anytime. You're great. I appreciate your team, too.
We would love to. William McGee is the director of the Student Achievement and Support Division at California's Department of Education, explaining new programs to help reduce suspensions at California schools that disproportionately impact students of color. Up next, Taylor's Market is a staple in Sacramento, and an invaluable piece are owners Danny and Kathy Johnson. When Kathy passed away, Danny and his family chose to be vulnerable about why. He sits down and shares her story. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.